Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
You know, it's funny how like a simple shared wall can like totally make strangers into enemies.
Yeah.
We've all had these moments where neighbors kind of get under our skin, right?
For sure.
But today's deep dive really takes the cake, I think.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be unpacking this letter from a listener who like found themselves in a full-blown war with their neighbor.
Oh, wow.
It's complete with like passive-aggressive cooking and even a rat infestation.
Oh, no.
And a touch of Bollywood.
What's so fascinating about this story is how quickly things like got out of control.
Yeah.
It really shows how tricky it can be to navigate living in a shared space.
Right.
Especially when you throw in cultural differences and communication breakdowns.
Absolutely. So imagine you're living in like this multi-unit building, right? Mm. And the walls are so thin that you can basically smell what your neighbors are cooking every single night. That's our listener's reality.
Okay.
But this wasn't just like your average dinner aroma. This was something else.
Yeah. The listener describes it as this like potent mix of turmeric and garlic.
Okay.
But with this weird note, they could only explain as like fermented desperation.
Fermented desperation.
And get this, the crazy part is that all this cooking wasn't even coming from the shared kitchen.
You've got to be kidding me. Where were they cooking? Like in the bathroom or something?
Even weirder, they were cooking in their bedrooms.
What?
I know, right?
Who does that?
Yeah, so we could like jump to conclusions about cultural differences and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this really raises a bigger question about how these unspoken rules and like expectations can lead to conflict.
You're right.
Like even before anyone says a word.
That's such a good point. I mean, who would even think to cook in their bedroom?
Exactly.
It just shows how different our ideas of normal can be.
Exactly. And without like realizing that those differences are even there.
Yeah.
It's so easy to see how a simple smell can become a huge problem.
So our listener, obviously bothered by this constant smell.
Yeah.
Decided to take action. They started with the classic passive-aggressive move, gifting cookies, and ever so subtly suggesting that the neighbors use the actual kitchen.
Classic. It's a good first step.
Yeah.
You know, a non-confrontational attempt at communication.
Right.
But the neighbors were totally oblivious.
Really?
Yeah. They were like, oh, yeah, we'll be careful. But they just kept cooking in their bedrooms.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about missing the point.
Totally.
So the smell continued, and our listeners started to feel like they were living in a giant spice rack.
Oh, no.
Their clothes, their furniture, even their car reeked of this, like, potent blend of aromas. It was this constant reminder of this, like, unspoken conflict brewing right next door.
It's this lack of awareness on the neighbor's part that's really important.
Yeah.
To understanding how things got so crazy.
Right.
It wasn't like they were being mean or anything.
Right.
It might have been a genuine lack of understanding about, like, cultural norms and how to live with other people.
But at a certain point, ignorance stops being an excuse, right? I mean, how could you not notice the impact your actions are having on someone else?
Right.
Especially when they're trying to, like, communicate it to you, even indirectly.
That's where the psychology of conflict gets interesting.
Right.
Sometimes when we feel like we're being confronted or someone's criticizing us, our natural instinct is to just, like, get defensive.
Yeah.
We might dig in our heels even more and just keep doing the things that are bugging other people.
So instead of backing down, the neighbors doubled down on their bedroom cooking.
Yeah, basically.
What did our listener do?
Okay.
Did they finally, like, snap and confront them directly?
Not quite yet. They tried fighting fire with fire.
Okay.
They got a bunch of air fresheners.
Okay.
They left passive-aggressive notes.
Uh-huh.
And even started blasting Bollywood music to, like, match the noise from next door.
Oh, no. Not a Bollywood battle.
I know.
That sounds intense.
It was.
But I can also see the humor in it. It's like they were trying to communicate through this passive-aggressive symphony of, like, smells and sounds.
It's a classic example of mirroring behavior in a conflict.
Uh-huh.
We often try to, like, get back at the other person by doing the same stuff they're doing to us.
Yeah.
Hoping they'll get the message and change.
Right.
But most of the time, it just makes things worse.
And in this case, it brought a whole new layer of chaos to the situation.
Oh, yeah.
A rat problem.
Uh-uh.
The listener discovered that the neighbors were leaving food scraps out in the alley.
Oh.
Attracting all these rats.
Noik.
So it wasn't just about the smell anymore. Yeah. It was about hygiene and safety for everyone in the building.
Yeah, for sure.
Did our listener finally confront the neighbors about the rats?
They did. They were outraged.
Yeah.
And demanded an explanation. But the response they got was totally unexpected.
What was it?
They said, the rats are hungry. Everyone has to eat.
Wait. They were justifying feeding the rats.
I know.
I can't even imagine how frustrating that must have been for the listener.
Oh, for sure.
It's like their concerns were completely dismissed.
Totally. This is where you see this clash of perspectives. Okay. The neighbors might have been coming from a place of, like, genuine compassion for all living things.
Okay.
While our listener was focused on keeping things clean and safe.
Right.
It's super hard to find common ground when you have such different viewpoints.
It almost feels like they were speaking different languages.
Yeah.
Even though they were using the same words.
Totally.
It reminds you that communication isn't just about the words you say. It's right. about understanding the deeper values and beliefs that shape how we see things.
For sure. And when those values clash, even the simplest things can become impossible to deal with.
So what happened next? Did the landlord finally step in and, like, play referee?
Well, let's just say things took a turn for the spicy.
Oh, boy. I have a feeling part two of this deep dive is going to get wild.
Oh, yeah. Buckle up.
Okay. So we left off with our listener, like, hitting a wall, trying to reason with their neighbors.
Nah.
They were dealing with this constant smell, the rats, and the neighbors just not getting it.
Yeah.
What happened next? Did they try to find some common ground?
You know that saying, don't poke the bear?
Yeah.
In this case, the bear was like this simmering pot of resentment.
Okay.
And our listener decided to bring in a third party.
Okay.
The landlord.
Oh, boy.
And that's when things really went off the rails.
So calling in the landlord is what, like, set the neighbors off.
Yeah. Right. It's possible they felt, like, ganged up on.
Right.
Especially with their weird cooking habits and the whole rat situation.
Yeah.
Remember, they were coming from a totally different place. You know,
yeah.
With different values and all that.
So instead of trying to, like, talk it out, they went on the attack.
Basically.
What did they do?
Imagine waking up one morning.
Okay.
And finding your car covered in curry paste.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened to our listener.
No way. They vandalized their car with curry paste.
Yep.
That's not just a prank. That's a statement.
Right.
It's like they were saying, oh, you don't like the smell of our cooking. Well, now you can wear it.
It's a classic example of symbolic retaliation.
Yeah.
Taking something the listener cared about, their car.
Right.
and marking it with the thing that was causing all the problems.
Wow.
It was a way of saying, like, we're not backing down.
And it didn't stop there, did it?
Nope. The curry paste was just the beginning.
Hmm. What else happened?
Next came a bunch of prank deliveries.
Okay.
Pizzas, ice cream, even adult toys.
Oh,
all wow. showing up at the listener's door.
That's taking things to a whole new level.
I know, right?
It's like they were trying to embarrass and annoy the listener as much as possible.
Yeah.
But did they ever actually confront them directly? Hmm. Or was it all just these passive-aggressive moves?
There was one final message.
Okay.
A note under the door.
What did it say?
Just, if you can't handle the spice, maybe move.
Ouch.
Right.
Talk about adding insult to injury.
Totally.
That note really shows how broken their communication was. And how much resentment had built up.
For sure.
It's like they were saying, this is our place, our way of life, and if you don't like it, tough.
Exactly. They were at a point where compromise or understanding seemed impossible.
Right.
It was like a stalemate, each side stuck in their own way of seeing things.
So how did our listener respond to this, like, declaration of war?
Uh-huh.
Did they pack up and leave?
Well, you can probably guess what happened next.
What?
They decided to fight fire with fire.
Okay.
They got a huge speaker system.
Uh-huh.
And blasted country music through the walls.
Uh-huh. A country music counteroffensive?
I know, right?
That's amazing.
Did it work?
Hard to say, but it definitely made things even more ridiculous.
Okay.
Than to try and deal with the rats.
Yeah.
Our listeners started putting salt all over the alleyway.
To deter the rats?
Yeah.
Okay.
And in a moment of what they called temporary insanity.
Oh?
They left a dead fish in the neighbor's mailbox.
Wait, a dead fish? That's a bit much.
Yeah, it's like the conflict had taken on a life of its own.
And was dragging them both down this crazy path.
But did it actually solve anything?
Of course not. It probably just made things worse.
Right.
It shows how retaliation rarely works.
Yeah.
It just keeps the negativity going.
So what finally ended this whole mess?
Thankfully, it didn't end in complete disaster.
Okay.
The landlord, who was probably tired of all the drama,
yeah.
finally stepped in and said, cook in the kitchen or get out.
It sounds like the landlord was the only one who could stop this.
Yeah.
But did the neighbors finally understand what they were doing wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Or were they just forced to change?
That's a question we'll look at in part three of our deep dives.
Okay.
We'll explore what happened after the war ended.
Right.
The lingering effects of the conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And what, if anything, our listener learned from this whole crazy experience.
Because sometimes even when the fighting stops,
yeah.
the damage is already done.
And in this case, that damage might be a weird mix of curry country music and a whole lot of regret.
So the landlord finally, like, laid down the law and put an end to the curry chaos and the whole revenge thing.
Right. But that doesn't mean everything went back to normal, right?
Yeah. How do you even come back from a war fought with curry paste and dead fish?
That's a really good question. And it gets to, like, the heart of conflict resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, even when people stop acting out, you know?
Yeah.
The resentment and tension are still there.
Right, like a bad smell that just won't go away.
Exactly. And in this case, that smell might be a mix of turmeric and country music.
Ugh, yeah, that's a pretty vivid image.
Right.
It makes you wonder if the landlord actually solved anything. Or if they just, like, forced everyone to be quiet while all those issues were still simmering under the surface.
It's hard to know for sure based on what we have here.
Right.
Maybe the neighbors finally realized that their cooking was just too much for a shared living space.
Okay.
Or maybe they felt like they were being picked on and forced to change who they were.
It's a good reminder that even when a conflict seems over, there can be a lot going on that we don't see.
Right. And without people talking to each other and trying to see things from the other side.
Yeah.
Those simmering tensions can easily boil over again.
Like a pot of curry left on the stove too long.
Exactly. And that brings us to another important point.
Okay.
We need to deal with the root causes of a conflict, not just the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
If we just focus on changing how people act without understanding why they're acting that way,
right.
we're probably going to run into the same problems again later.
So what can we learn from all of this, besides maybe not cooking super smelly food in our bedrooms?
Well, there are a few key takeaways, and they apply to more than just neighbor problems.
Okay.
First, it shows how important clear and respectful communication is.
Yeah.
Even when it's uncomfortable, even when it feels awkward.
Right.
Talking to each other can prevent small misunderstandings from turning into huge blowouts.
Because let's be honest, most of us would rather just avoid confrontation.
Yeah, it's way easier to just stew in our frustration than to actually talk about the problem.
But this story shows us that avoiding the problem often makes things way worse.
Totally. And it's not just about speaking up. It's also about listening. Really trying to understand where the other person is coming from, even if we don't agree with what they're doing.
Right, because sometimes just feeling like someone is listening to you can calm things down.
Exactly. And it goes back to what we talked about before.
Yeah.
We all have different ideas about what's normal and acceptable.
Right. And what might seem totally fine to one person could be really offensive to someone else.
Exactly. And that brings us to another important point, cultural sensitivity.
Okay.
We live in a world with so many different cultures.
Yeah.
And it's super important to be aware of the different values, beliefs, and ways of doing things that people have.
It's not about erasing those differences.
Right.
It's about respecting them and finding ways to live together peacefully, even when things get tricky.
Exactly. And finally, this story reminds us that sometimes, no matter how hard we try, some conflicts just can't be solved.
Yeah.
There might be personality clashes,
yeah,
values that are just too different, or situations where one person has all the power.
So what do we do in those cases? Do we just give up?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Sometimes the best thing to do is to step back, set boundaries, and protect ourselves.
Okay.
That might mean getting a third party involved, like a landlord or a mediator.
Right.
It might mean limiting contact with a person, or in extreme cases, even moving away from the problem.
It's a reminder that we can't always control other people or the situation.
Yeah.
But we can control how we react, how we protect ourselves, and how we stay sane.
Well said. And that's really what this whole deep dive has been about.
Mm-hmm.
Giving you the tools to navigate those tricky parts of human relationships, especially when things get a little spicy.
So as you go about your day and you encounter your own neighborly quirks and conflicts, remember what we've talked about today.
Yes.
The power of clear communication, the importance of empathy and understanding different cultures and knowing when to engage and when to step back.
And if you find yourself in a culinary standoff, maybe choose a less intense spice blend.
Right. Nobody wants to end up with a curry-covered car.
On that note, we'll leave you to think about the ups and downs of shared living spaces.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and keep diving deep.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers.
Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.